Now, what we're going to do for tomorrow, we're going to go on to the next chapter, next two chapters. And I'd like you, you can keep your books open for this. I'd like you to take a look at page 2. And the first thing we're going to do is we're going to deal with the optative mood. Let me just talk about this a little bit first. The optative mood is related to the subjunctive mood in this, that the optative is a little less likely than the subjunctive mood. Now, when Jeff Gibbs took the class and he gave you the basic subjunctive, he probably told you that the subjunctive deals with futurity and uncertainty. So it's future like the future, but it is less certain, the subjunctive now. Here's the difference. We will go to the movies this afternoon. That's future indicative. If it continues to rain, we will go to the movies this afternoon. If it continues to rain, that's in the future, or if it is raining at 2 o'clock, and it has a lot greater measure of uncertainty. Now, with the optative mood, what we have there is futurity with kind of low-level probability, like this. If I should win the lottery, I would share it with all of you. Now, the lottery winning is a very low probability. So we use the term should or would. If it should snow this afternoon, we would be able to go sledding. Now, it's not impossible. It's not impossible, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes, of the difference between improbable and contrary to fact. This would be contrary to fact if it had snowed yesterday. Right? But still, there is always the possibility of some incredible fluke of nature or something, and you could get this. So no matter how improbable, still possible. And that's the optative mood. No other language has this. Latin did not preserve it. And I don't think that it was around in Etruscan, which was kind of the predecessor of Latin, and sort of around before these developed. Now, the optative as a new mood is going to have a new connecting vowel pattern. And you can see, if you'll read on your sheet here, 2A1. The optative can be identified by the diphthong ending with a iota in the connecting vowel position with an omicron, normally the first vowel of the diphthong, the weak aorist having the characteristic alpha instead, and the aorist passive in ime, the rather normal epsilon.